Hello and welcome. Today we're diving into a topic that's as fascinating as it is important. How we can support local communities when visiting the awe-inspiring pyramids of Mexico. Just a few weeks ago, I found myself at the base of the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, trying to catch my breath, not just from the climb, but from the sheer magnificence of it all. I was there with a mission to explore how I could genuinely support the local communities while visiting these iconic sites. And I'll be honest, I was a bit overwhelmed about where to start. A good friend of mine, Maria, who lives in Mexico City, had told me before my visit, "You've got to look beyond the pyramids. The real treasures are in the communities around them." Her words stuck with me as I looked around at the bustling scene of tourists snapping photos. Vendors selling trinkets and local guides passionately sharing stories about the ancient city. It's so easy to get caught up in the main attractions and completely miss the vibrant life pulsing just beyond. As I wandered through the site, admittedly feeling a bit lost among the visitors, I struck up a conversation with a local guide named Javier. He asked, "You want to support us?" With an expression of genuine curiosity and a hint of surprise. "There are many ways, but it starts with understanding our stories," he said. Javier then invited me to a community event that evening, where he promised I'd see how they celebrate their culture. Initially, I was hesitant. Was it even appropriate for me, an outsider, to join? But Javier, with a reassuring smile, assured me, "You're welcome. Just come with an open heart." So, I decided to take the leap. That evening, under a sky full of stars, I found myself in a small courtyard surrounded by locals. The air was filled with the aroma of homemade tamales and the rhythmic sound of traditional music. It was there, amidst the laughter and warmth, that I realized supporting local communities isn't just about spending money. It's about engaging genuinely and respectfully. It's a fundamental shift from being a passive observer to an active participant in their living culture. Andres Morales from UNESCO once said, "The community-based focus recognizes that tourism cannot keep growing at the cost of local communities, but rather with them and by them." This resonated with me deeply. While mingling at the event, I met an artisan named Luisa. She told me, "We just want people to see us, not just the pyramids." Her words struck a profound chord. Often, in the rush of ticking off tourist landmarks, we overlook the people who live in these historic places, the very custodians of their heritage. The next day, fueled by this newfound understanding, I was determined to do more. But as I approached some vendors at the pyramid's base, I felt that familiar hesitancy creep back in. Was I doing this right? Was I just an outsider intruding on their livelihoods or genuinely contributing? It's a common dilemma for conscious travelers, isn't it? Maria had given me a list of local eateries and community-run tours to try. But I found myself second-guessing everything. What if I'm not helping at all? I thought, feeling a touch awkward. Here's the thing, though. Growth often comes from pushing past that initial discomfort. So, I decided to dive in, starting with a taste of local cuisine. Over the next few days, I truly immersed myself in the community's rhythm. I joined a workshop on traditional weaving, bought handcrafted items directly from artisans, and opted for a locally guided tour of the lesser-known sites. Each interaction was a learning experience, and I was genuinely surprised by how much I was gaining from it all. Far more than any textbook could teach. This kind of direct support is incredibly impactful. Did you know that over 1 million people in Mexico make a living from selling handicraft products, though many still struggle? By choosing to buy directly, you're not just getting a souvenir. You're contributing to a direct livelihood. In places like Tulum, over 60% of goods sold in local markets are produced within a 50-kilometer radius, directly benefiting Mayan communities and independent entrepreneurs. This hands-on approach to tourism helps ensure the economic benefits truly stay local. By the end of my trip, I felt a deep sense of fulfillment, not just from seeing the pyramids, but from connecting with the people who call this place home. Supporting local communities was about building relationships, however brief, and acknowledging the human stories behind the ancient stones. Reflecting on my journey, there are a few things I'd do differently next time. I'd definitely plan more time to spend in the villages surrounding the pyramids. Also, I'd make a point to educate myself better on local customs beforehand to avoid any unintentional faux pas. Something I learned the hard way with a slightly too enthusiastic photo request. But there are things I'd repeat in a heartbeat, like diving into local cuisine and opting for community-led experiences. It's exciting to see that Mexico's sustainable tourism market is projected to grow significantly. This growing segment underscores the importance of our choices. If you're planning your own trip, consider seeking out these eco-friendly experiences. In the end, my journey wasn't just about seeing the pyramids. It was about understanding the living culture that surrounds them and recognizing the vital role tourism plays in local economies. In fact, Mexico's tourism sector is projected to contribute significantly to the national GDP, supporting nearly 8 million jobs. And that, my friends, is a story worth telling and a movement worth joining. Thank you for tuning in today. Until next time, take care and happy travels.